For the 2012 NCAA Men's and Women's Swimming and Diving Championships from the IU Natatorium in Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm joined by Colorado College head swimming coach Ann Goodwin James. A very happy coach again this evening as she sees two swimmers swim All-American performances. Danielle Wall finishing 10th in the women's mile this evening in a time of 7:13.90, and Jordan DeGaynor 14th in the men's 100 free 45:51. Coach, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. I mean, I'm so proud of this group. You know, we're leaving here with one All-American and four honorable mention All-Americans, and you know, it's the first time at this meet for four of them, so these are great performances.
Well, Coach, you mentioned you know, what you guys are leaving here with. Just talk a little bit about what Danielle and Jordan were both able to do this evening in their swims and how you thought they played out.
Yeah. You know, I can't be any more proud of Danielle. You know, she just started with us in January. She's had a very, very short season, and yet she's swimming the longest race in the meet. And what she's done in, you know, 8 to 10 weeks of preparation is phenomenal to be swimming like she is. You know, I think a distance swimmer looking back at only having that short of a season could be worried that maybe they wouldn't be ready. But she knew exactly what pace she could hold, and she just cranked that out. I mean, every 50 was 31 plus. It's exactly what she intended to go. And, you know, she's just so mentally tough that she's going to do great things.
And talk a little about Jordan. Obviously, his final race of his extremely decorative college career in the 100 tonight, he finishes 14th in the country. Another honorable mention, All-American swim for him. How you thought his swim went this evening?
You know, he's pretty tired. You know, you can kind of see it not only in his swims but in his face. And but still, he's fighting and pushing hard. And I don't know how we can ever, you know, replace what he's brought to our program, but I think what he's done by setting the standard as he has is open the eyes of those who are younger than him of what's possible. And, you know, a lot of times we'll have freshmen say, okay, well, how fast was Jordan when he was a freshman, and compare themselves to that and see the kind of progression he made from, you know, not even being here as a freshman to ninth the next year, to fourth the next year, to first this year. You know, and they see what the kind of hard work and focus that he's put in will do, and that can be, you know, nothing but the best for our program in the future.
Coach, you brought a really good team here to Nationals this week as we close out this long four-day NCAA national meet. As you mentioned, you take home a national championship in that All-American performance in Jordan DeGaynor. Also, two honorable mention All-American swims individuals, and then the relay honorable mention All-American team. Just talk about what you guys were able to accomplish this week as a CC Tigers swimming team, and how proud you are as a coach as you guys head back to Colorado.
You know, we kind of had some goals over the last few years. You know, a couple of years ago, it was just to get someone here, and then to score the next year, and then this year to get a relay here. And luckily, we scored a year ahead of what we thought, and then we've been right on in everything else. And, you know, having that relay here is probably going to put us in the top 25, which is one of our other goals. So, you know, we're kind of on track to make the kind of progression to the national stage that we've been looking at.
One of the great things I think you must take as a coach out of this experience is you have some people that are here for the first time that really got some good experience. You have two freshmen, Matt Nadell and Danielle Wall, who are both freshmen, and then sophomore Kevin Dorf, who got their first taste of what the national meet's like. Talk about the importance of those three, what they're able to take from this meet, and how they can, you know, hopefully springboard that moving forward in their careers at CC.
Right. I mean, you know, it's exciting to see the three who are as young as they are and then in their first experience as well be here and be so poised and so proficient at what they're doing. You know, you think about that kind of performance in their first experience, and you just know what that opens the doors for in the future. You know, and the other thing we look at is somebody like Devin Wall, who's our other senior, who has been close every year and has been such a contributing factor to our overall team success and on actually every year kind of helping Jordan prepare to get here. And it was so thrilling to see him finally make the cut, get to the national championships, and then earn that honorable mention All-American. I mean, he's just a phenomenal person that you know, him graduating is going to be such a loss to our program.
Well, you mentioned Devin, and that was sort of my next question into transitioning. Obviously, I think one of the unique things about coaching is every year the team is different. You're never going to have the same team, and it's a new group each season. And obviously, with the close of this meet, guys like Devin Wall, Jordan DeGaynor, who have meant so much to this program as seniors swimming in their last events as college swimmers at this national meet. Just talk about what those two, I know you've sort of touched on it a little bit, but what they've brought to this program as seniors, all the hard work they've put in over 4 years, and how much they've really meant to this program.
Yeah, you know, the two of them are such tremendous leaders in our program, both by just their actions, how hard they work, how much they love the team, and how much they support everybody else on the team. You know, and that helps build that kind of community that we think is so important. I mean, we very much look at swimming as a team sport, which is, you know, very different from what you see in club swimming. But I think a lot of what our team's been able to do is because of the closeness of the team, the dynamics of the team, which, as you say, change every year. You know, we're going to lose 8 seniors. We're going to probably bring in 12 or 13 freshmen. I mean, this year we had a huge class of 17 new members of the team. We, you know, increased the size of our team by 40%. And you kind of look at that and you think, wow, can we be as close of a team as we've been all through the years? We've been one of the smaller teams. And I think it's a real testament to the men and women that are seniors to create that same atmosphere again. I mean, it's a different dynamic because the personalities are different, but that drive to be very much one, not only one in the men's team, one in the women's team, but one together. And it helps them achieve individually things they never could do on their own.
And finally, Coach, obviously we've talked about how great of a week it's been to represent CC and your institution, but just talk about what it's also been like to have the opportunity to represent the conference and the SCAC as well.
You know, it's exciting to see so many of our conference teams here, but at the same time, kind of bittersweet that we know a lot of those people won't be back with us next year. And, you know, I think it's a real loss to swimming in our conference. And, you know, we wish that the Eastern half the best of luck. And, you know, we know that we'll see them here at Nationals next year. And then just, you know, look forward to what's going to be new for the SCAC in swimming next year.
Colorado College head swimming coach Ann Goodman James, obviously a lot to be proud of as the Tigers take home a national championship, 2 honorable mention All-American individual swims, and an honorable mention All-American relay swim this week. Coach, congratulations on a great meet and best of luck moving forward.
Thanks so much.